Frontenac had been removed as governor because of his constant fighting with the Iroquois. After the massacre at Lachine, Frontenac approached Louis XIV and asked if he could return to New France and deal with the Iroquois problem once and for all. Louis made the fateful decision to send Frontenac back to Canada to deal with the Iroquois. Upon his return to Quebec, Frontenac approached the Iroquois to make peace. The Five Nations were not interested, as they had everything to gain by continuing their raids upon French settlements. In fact, the French request encouraged the Iroquois to believe New France was too weak to defend itself any longer. Frontenac knew the 13 colonies were encouraging the Iroquois to be so aggressive. If Quebec was to have peace, then something would have to be done about New York. A Canadian force attacked the English village of Shenandoah on February 14, 1690. The mayor of nearby Albany, New York, described the French attack in a letter to the governor of New York.
"We deeply regret to inform you of our deplorable situation, which is the result of a horrible and murderous massacre, simply without precedent in this part of America. 200 Frenchmen and Indians swooped on the village and assassinated 60 men, women, and children in the most barbarous fashion. The cruelties committed in this place cannot be described, even though I'm describing them to you, neither by spoken word nor in writing. Pregnant women were disemboweled and their children thrown live into the flames, and their heads smashed against the doors and the windows."
The attack on Shenandoah had the desired effect. The English colonists were terrified. The English response was swift. On October 16, 1690, a fleet of 34 ships commanded by Admiral William Phipps appeared on the horizon of the St. Lawrence. The English had already conquered Port Royal and now were postured to attack Quebec City, but the French had time on their side. The English had arrived relatively late in the summer. If the city could just hold out long enough, the enemy fleet would be forced to leave to avoid being locked in ice. Phipps sent a messenger to Frontenac with the ultimatum,
"Surrender in 1 hour or you're like toast, you know what I'm saying?"
And Frontenac was an exceedingly proud man and not easily intimidated. He'd be the type of guy who would probably send you angry emoticons in an MSN chat room and type in all caps. Aside from understanding the persuasive power of emoticons, Frontenac knew he did not have to actually defeat the English. He just had to wait them out. Winter would do the rest. Frontenac told the English messenger,
"I have no reply to make to you, General, other than from the mouth of my cannon and muskets. He must learn it is not in this fashion that one summons a man such as I. Let him do the best on his side as I will on mine."
Winter set in early that year. Before withdrawing his force, Phipps organized a feeble attempt to take the city. The key word here is feeble, folks. The attack failed miserably. On October 24th, 8 days after the siege began, the English fleet left to avoid being trapped in the ice. The conflict in both North America and Europe was officially brought to a close on September 30th, 1697, with the signing of the Treaty of Ryswick. The treaty restored all territories to their former owners. However, the agreement was more a truce than a treaty. Moreover, the Iroquois Confederacy and New France remained at war.